Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Jonathan Jones joins us here on WEEI Afternoons. Jonathan Jones is brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass. Is leader in residential and commercial drain cleaning and pipelining at Drains by James. They give a poop about your pipes. Jonathan, have you gotten a call from the league today? I think everybody wants to know. Is anybody giving you a hit up your phone there?
No. It's only two of the three people that on the field on Sundays are responsible for explanations, and that's coaches and players. So that won't happen.
Is it safe to say you've gone back and watched the film and still feel the same way you did after the game?
Yeah. I mean, I call myself, you know, a critic of myself, and there's something that I could do better. Like on every play, I'm always looking, you know, to improve, and, you know, I still haven't quite found out, you know, what else I could have done.
All right. Well, Jonathan, explain it to a layman then what you saw there, because I was watching the game on TV like most people. It seemed like there was contact. It seemed like you guys were making contact with each other. What did you sort of see on that play, and can you tell us again what Tyler Lockett said to you after the play?
Yeah, I mean, we were both, you know, kind of at the same point, you know, at the catch point. I looked back, made a play on the ball. And, you know, that's kind of what I saw from my perspective. And, you know, after the game, you know, we kind of spoke and talked, and it was just, he was basically saying, you know, hey, they can't call that.
In a weird way, does that make you feel better or worse?
No, I think, I mean, I kind of expected it. I already knew that, you know, it just is what it is. It's no moral victories in it, you know, but it's part of it.
Once you guys saw that it seemed like Geno was leaning on the pass game in particular to Smith and Jigba and also Metcalf, not so much Lockett, it seemed like that was sort of later on in the game. Once you saw that there was really zeroing in on those two, what kind of adjustments did you guys try to make?
Well, I think we just kind of wanted to play a little bit more man. I think, you know, Geno's a veteran quarterback. You know, there were some zone plays where we were able to sit back and, you know, find guys open. We kind of knew they weren't going to have a run game or kind of were up in the air with their run game with the running back being out.
Conference by Jacoby Brissett. And the first thing he said was, that guy in the offense did enough to win today. We need to do more defensively. Do you agree with that sentiment, even though you guys, you know, held them basically to a field goal in the second half? Do you feel like that's a game where the defense needs to do more?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like everybody across the board, you know, starting with defense, you know, we're defensive players. That's our job description. And our job is to go out there and stop them from scoring, you know, and we weren't able to do that. I think, you know, across the board, you know, just as a team, there's always, you look back and you watch the film, there's plays, you know, from offense, defense, special teams that we always won back. But, yeah, as far as defensive perspective, there's a lot more we could have done.
Jonathan, you guys had a rough season last year at Gillette Stadium, going 1-7. How was the crowd yesterday? Did it seem like the environment was different maybe than it was last year?
Oh, man. I mean, we were trying to be optimistic, you know, coming off a week one win and just get the crowd into it. And I think, you know, we fought hard. The crowd was there. They, you know, they were engaged. They were supportive. And that's all we asked for. So it's up for us, you know, to get back to winning and win back at, you know, at home. There's no better feeling than winning at home in front of your fans.
I don't mean to make you the spokesman of the defense and the penalty explainer as they have on every broadcast, but the Marco Wilson pass interference in the end zone, I know a lot of people question whether that's a catchable ball. Did you watch that one on film, and what's your view of that call that maybe didn't go your way?
I mean, once again, I think, you know, it's been a debate in the league for some years as far as who's, you know, back and forth between pass interference as far as reviewable, not reviewable. And so I think that it'll be something the league will try to continue to address, you know, with, you know, reviewing calls like that, that, you know, we can go back and see.
All right, you got a short week coming up here. Jets, a team that just got their first win with Aaron Rodgers yesterday. Have you already started game planning for them, and how do you expect this short week's going to go in terms of preparation for a division team, a team you got a long-time rivalry with?
Yeah, I mean, it's a division game. It's a big game for us. In those short weeks, you always know teams are going to come in, you know, with simple game plans and fundamentals. Fundamentals are going to be key on both sides of the ball. Basically, in all three phases, it's playing good fundamental football. I think a team will try to sneak in a wrinkle, you know, in there to surprise the team or try to see something on film that you did or didn't do well in the first 2 weeks and try to exploit that, you know, in a short week.
So we went from Jamar Chase to DK Metcalf. Now you get Garrett Wilson. What's the scouting report on the Jets' number one receiver?
Oh, man, he's athletic. And I think, you know, him and Aaron Rodgers are still building their relationship. He's dynamic, and having a dynamic, you know, passer get you the ball and believe in you allows him to make a lot of plays.
How about going up against Rodgers? I know you haven't seen much of him being in the NFC and everything, but in the times that you have, what are some of the challenges he poses when you're out there?
Composure. You know, it's not too many times you line up, and the guy's been in the league for as long as he has, and just the composure that he has as a quarterback, always believing in himself. The amount of confidence that he has, you don't always see that. He knows that he can make every throw, you know, and every play he believes he can make.
I feel like we always ask this question for Thursday Night Football short week. Is it a bigger challenge mentally or physically? And I'll ask you that as you age. Does the answer to that change? Was it maybe a little easier to bounce back when you were younger? Is it a physical challenge as you get a little older?
I mean, these are tough games. And so recovery is a big part, you know, of the NFL is how quick you can bounce back. And so on these short weeks, it's always hard, you know, mentally and physically. You're trying to crunch, you know, the whole week of film study into 2 days, and you know you're not really as physical because you're trying to, you know, turn around and play soon. So I think it's who can mentally lock in and physically recover, you know, in those few days. It always has an advantage coming to the quick games on Thursday.
We're talking with Jonathan Jones of the Patriots. Jonathan, on the Metcalf touchdown, I know you're on the other side of the field, but what did you see there? Where did the breakdown happen?
Scheme. I think that was a scheme call. You know, they kind of had an answer to something that we do. And so I credit them to having that on their scouting report and being prepared for it.
Is anything more challenging given that this is Jerod Mayo and DeMarcus Covington and Alex Van Pelt's kind of first month running the show here in terms of the short week and the evolution and where you are as a team here?
No. I think, you know, it's on us as players to come in, get the information and take care of our bodies and do what we need to do to be ready on Thursday. I think if we can come in and do that, we'll go out on Thursday and have a good night.
All right, we'll leave it right there. Jonathan Jones, thanks so much for the time today, and good luck on Thursday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.